on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Amanda Hoover joins us right now. She wrote the article that inspired me writing this question of the day, and it's a good one. It's a conversation I think a lot of people are having about this next generation of college students. Hi, Amanda. Welcome to WGN.
Hi. Thanks so much for having me.
You wrote this for Business Insider out today, and you started by profiling someone who kind of toyed with the idea of going to college, but instead started his own business, and it's been successful. And that was kind of a launching point for a story about Gen Z tackling the question of college a little bit differently, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was thinking about it, and then I did find a couple of examples for the story for people that really have done quite well and are still very young, business owners that are 20, 22 years old who didn't go to college or left college to start their own businesses that deal with landscaping, pressure washing, kind of these jobs that you might think of as they gained some experience as teens doing this on the side, and they were able to turn these into full businesses with employees at this point.
And I imagine this maybe paints a picture that the trades have become more popular. Is that the case? Are they, has the stigma of white collar versus blue collar jobs lessened a little bit, or is this just some anecdotal evidence that you've come across?
These were two anecdotal examples. There's definitely still stigma. There's surveys that show that parents really want their kids to go to four-year colleges. There's still some stigma. There's still, you know, when kids are in high school, they're not hearing as much about vocational school as they're hearing about four-year colleges at large. But there are a couple people who are starting to push back against what they've been told, you know, and are starting to explore these other options. So I would say the stigma is not fully gone, but there are more people questioning the value of a college degree and then starting to look into vocational school or, like these two did, you know, starting their own businesses.
I was fascinated by the influence that social media or YouTube has had on the day in the life videos that have maybe shown kids what day in the life is like for white collar jobs, so-called, versus so-called blue collar jobs, and how that has guided some people in one way or another.
Yeah, that is something that is probably helping, you know, in addition to the concerns of going to four-year colleges, like a lack of a career path in some of these traditionally stable jobs like tech or consulting, you know, thanks to generative AI kind of changing the roadmap a lot, or really high student debt and people being worried about that. They're also, you know, so there's kind of this negative conversation happening in those areas, but there's a positive conversation happening on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, where there are day-in-the-life videos. We see these both for white-collar jobs, but also for blue-collar jobs. And the blue-collar job videos are a little bit more interesting. You know, you're not just watching somebody sit on Zoom and drink a latte. You're watching somebody rewire something. You're seeing them take their truck around and do landscaping. So I think that that definitely is something where young people are getting an education in these other opportunities that they might not have known about before.
Yeah, I wonder, and, you know, I think two things can be true at once. I think that a four-year college degree in something you are love and are passionate about, and the broader experiences of colleges can be definitely worth the money, and then also worth the money on the ROI, right, and what you make on your salary.
Mm-hmm.
But college is not necessarily for everyone, and there's, and that also sounds, it's almost a dismissive way to put that. College doesn't have to be for everyone. You can find a life that is valuable, huge, and important, and make a lot more money than college graduates. I think it's just that when I was growing up, Amanda, it was painted by my parents, and God bless them, you're going to college. That is the only way. I think that we're starting to have conversations realizing that it's not the only way.
I think that's really true, and I think that's what the two young people that I spoke to for this article showed. One had gone to college for a year and left. The other one always assumed that he would go. And in both cases, you know, it was very normalized by the family. These aren't young people who are joining the family business. You know, they're doing this on their own outside of the expectations that they always had from their schools, maybe even their peers, but especially their families, that they would go to college. And I grew up the same way, where that was very much the expectation. And I love my job, and this is definitely a great fit for me. But I think like you mentioned, you know, it's not necessarily for everybody. And there are people that feel pressured into it. And then they might really not like sitting at a desk all day, and they might be much better equipped to to be their own boss and like really be a salesperson for their own business.
Yeah.
Which might, you know, be something that involves being an electrician, a plumber, landscaping, you know, all of these things that we really, really need as a society.
Right.
They definitely keep things going.
Especially if you started as your own business, right? Like there's some huge value in that. And in fact, one of the people you talk to, it's not like he loves mulch, but he loves running a business, right? And that is a skill set that you can go to a four-year college and get a 2 years master after that. Doesn't mean you have that skill. Almost doing is as important as the diploma.
Yeah, and I think that's really what he's seen and learned, you know. And I think so often, you know, people who go to business school, they're not necessarily starting a business right after they get a four-year degree, or somebody that goes and gets an MBA. Like often they go and are working in a corporate environment. And that was definitely not the path that this person was envisioning for himself. So he's really self-taught, social media taught, back to, you know, seeing the options and learning from other people who have done this. And he, you know, seemed very happy, very successful, you know, just while some of his peers are still in college, he's already making good money and learning all these valuable life skills and like growing a lot as in his own professional way.
We're sitting here having this conversation. We both use the phrase, college isn't for everyone. I'm sure we're saying things that a whole swath of our population is saying, yeah, you white collar people on the radio. We've known this forever, dummies. And I think that maybe there's some truth to that, right? The idea that we're now discovering this is sort of silly. I think that you could even say that a lot of these jobs and businesses that these other folks have started, maybe it's that those jobs aren't for everyone, right? Like, it doesn't have to be a dismissive thing. It's just an interesting note. I've thought about it while we've been chatting about this. Amanda, we're out of time today. It's a great article at Business Insider. Iridian found it for me, and I'm so glad she did. Please come back again. I'd love to dive into this more, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
That's Amanda Hoover, senior correspondent at Business Insider.